Well, mark your calendars for Saturday, September the 13th. That's the Clover Classic Eagles Nest Cross Country Invitational. And in the studio this morning, we've got a packed house. We've got a lot of fast runners. We've got the head coach for the Clover High School cross country team, as well as three athletes. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Coach Chris Young, we're going to start with you. Take us out to the Clover Classic Eagles Nest Cross Country Invitational on Saturday, September the 13th.
So I'm thrilled to talk about it. It's the first annual Clover Classic. It's kind of an interesting situation. We've never hosted an invitational at Clover. And so 3 years ago when I came into the program, I started developing a course. We have 30 acres in the back of the high school campus, wooded trails, beautiful. Absolutely. We have a big lake in the back and a small pond. And I started excavating and developing that for the runners. And so, you know, in our program, we talk a lot about actions speak louder than words. And so I took action and we developed an amazing course. It spans from 8 to 12 feet wide, and it's dirt packed, mostly dirt, a little bit of grass and wood chips. And so we started that back in 2022 with anticipating that we would get to a point where we could develop this or have an invitational. And so last year, through friendship with Coach Chris Artis at Northwestern, amazing guy, he convinced the other schools in the county for us to host the county cross-country championships last fall. And so with that, we were able to preview our course to the state and kind of get some videos and show people what we had going on. And then from that point, we knew that this year would be the year that we would launch the Invitational. And so it's just really exciting to when you bring in a when you launch an invitational to bring in 21 teams, highly competitive teams, might I add, that, you know, we got 933 runners entered, 500 plus for the boys varsity race. And then we got 378 for the girls race. So we have 554 boys, which 210 or so of them would be in the varsity race, and the 300 and so will be in the JV race. And then for the girls, we'll have 200 or so in the varsity, and then 178 or so in the JV race. Wow. And so it's an action-packed house, and it's exciting to breed that into the Clover School District and draw some attention into our programs.
Coach Young, where will these runners be coming from? Are they coming just from our local area? Are they coming from all across the state?
No, that's a great question. This is really neat. We have a team traveling 4 hours to come to our Invitational. Northern Nash and up here in North Carolina, they saw our stuff on social media, and the coach said that he wanted in on it. And so his kids are taking an overnight trip. They're going to stay in Kings Mountain. And they're coming over on Saturday morning to race with us. And so we have them, we have Marvin Ridge, the local support is key. Let me say that, you know, Northwestern, Rock Hill, Catawba Ridge, drawn blank.
That's okay. Anytime you have to start listing any names or places, you can always think about it on the spot. But when we ask in an interview, we all have been there. So it is a lot. It's 21 teams, hundreds of runners.
Amazing.
That will tackle the course there in Clover. And Coach Chris Young, this classic or this invitational also has a very special meeting to the Clover cross country team. And why don't you share that with our audience?
Yeah. So, we have a teammate. We're honoring her memory, Lee Pendleton. She battled leukemia for the past year, and we lost her in July. But we're all wearing orange for September as leukemia awareness, and so we are honoring her memory at our invitational. Lee fought hard for a year with full intentions and being part of the program. In fact, just shortly before she went into the hospital. She was concerned about not having her physical in time to be part of the program. And so it pulls at your heartstrings a little bit, but she was a great runner, great contribution to our program the short period of time we had with her. And so we're honoring her at our Invitational. And so we're so incredibly thankful for all the teams that have jumped on board to make this even a bigger, amazing event.
Well, what a great way to remember a teammate, and for her family, for their daughter's name to continue to be celebrated and honored. So that is a beautiful, beautiful way to do so. And your shirts are great. It's called the Clover Classic Eagle's Nest Invitational. It's September the 13th. And we've got three athletes joining us here from the Clover Cross Country team. We're going to catch up with them too and learn more about them. So let's first start with Ava. And Ava, I practiced your name before the microphones turned on, and then I just drew a blank. So I like you too much to disrespect you or your last name. So why don't you say it so I don't get it wrong?
Stugelski.
Okay, perfect. And then Ella Nyber.
Yes.
And then McKenna Young.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Well, good morning to all of you.
Yeah, good morning.
So when we tackle a cross-country course, that's what, 3.1 miles, as we have learned over the course, no pun intended, of doing interviews with cross-country teams. This is a mix of some trails and some grass running. It's not road racing, which a lot of folks probably are familiar with, or track. So Ava, let's start with you. Just go down the row here. Let's just give a perspective of how fast. What's your best race, your best 5K time in cross-country?
My best cross-country time I actually ran last week at Eye Opener, and it's 19:14.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, mine is 17:55, and I ran that state qualifiers last year.
Did that win?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're state champion?
No, that was state qualifiers. I was state runner-up in the state championship last year.
Wow.
That is still amazing.
That is great. Yeah, thank you. All right, and McKenna?
My PR is a 21:48, and I ran that at the Starlight meet last year.
All right. So you all have room to grow and improve, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So you're not happy with these times? Because most of our audience would love these times. But you're athletes.
Yeah, I think we're all happy with the times, but we're ready for something faster this year.
We're never complacent.
Yeah.
Love
That's
it.
Good.
That's good.
You got a good coach.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words. Isn't that what you said, Coach Young?
Yeah. Ava, for folks that have never been to a cross-country invitational, what are we missing out on? What makes this so exciting for the runners and for spectators?
I think personally, okay, so running for me, I just think that through running, I've learned a lot about mental toughness, physical toughness. There's much more to running than just running. Like, whenever you think of running, you just think of running. You think of pain. And obviously, at first, that's what it can be. But if you look more into it, there's so much more. And I've built, my best friends. I've, had great coaches. I've just had, this has brought me so much. I've learned discipline. It's much more than just running laps on a track or running through the course. It's much more than that. I've learned a lot through this program, and I've built so much teamwork, just a lot in general. And I think running like races, it's really exciting. And yes, it's nerve-wracking at first, but there's so much more to it. I wish I could explain the feeling of PRing or looking at the clock and knowing I'm gonna PR. I wish I could explain that to a non-runner, because the feeling, it's so irreplaceable. It's so different from any other feeling, and it's truly hard to just explain in words. This is who I am. This is what I do. It's really tough, but it's genuinely such a blessing in my life, and I'm so grateful I've stuck with it all these years, because this is what I like to do, and it's my thing. I'm so passionate about it, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great commercial for cross country runners, right? And the program in general. Ella, with so many runners on the course, that's a lot of folks trying to squeeze in to a small trail. Is the goal just to sprint and get out and as fast as you can in front of them, or you just know if you don't, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with them?
Yeah, it kind of depends on each runner and what they're trying to do. Me personally, I kind of do sprint out just so I can get into a good position, but each runner is different. Some might want to stay back. Some want to maybe try to negative split, meaning that they're going to get faster throughout the race, so they'll start off a little bit slower, and then they'll get a little bit faster. But yeah, most courses will have like a huge finish line, and then it gets like really tiny by maybe like 200 meters in. So it really depends on the runner, I would say. But yeah, me personally, I try to get out so I'm not like getting trampled.
We've seen the video of all the cross country runners in a field, and you all start in a straight line, then you start making a point. And I was thinking, well, what happens if you're not in the point? You're just gonna have to fight for your space. So get out in front, that is key. And then McKenna, for a spectator, what's great if I'm not running, but I like to run and I like to support student athletes? What, why is this invitational? What's attractive to it in regards to a spectator?
So I think something that's crazy for a spectator to see is how insane some of these kids that are coming out are. Like some of these students, they are beasts. Truly, it is entertaining to watch a really good, like, you know, when you think about like the Olympics and stuff, you know, you think about how exciting it is to watch all these world-class runners compete. And that's like kind of what the Clover Classic is right now for us. Like, that's our little Olympics. And so it's really interesting to see like all of these really competitive teams, you know, Catawba and all that stuff. Like, it's really interesting to see them all come out and compete, and you know, to see the competition between the different racers and all the different stuff. I think that's really interesting and entertaining to watch personally.
So. Well, all those Olympians had to start somewhere.
Yeah,
exactly. High school,
you know, we could see any of you one day. Yeah, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you can check out the Clover cross country team when they host the Clover Classic Eagles Nest Invitational in memory of Lee Pendleton. It is September the 13th, right there at Clover High School. You heard Coach Chris Young talk about how much sweat equity has been put into that course since 2022. Here they are 3 years later, ready to host 21 teams. So get out there and have a great time. Coach, what time does the race start on the 13th?
We start at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. girls varsity, 9:30 a.m. Boys varsity. We're going to have a young man, one of our seniors, Aiden Miller, is going to be doing the national anthem on his guitar. And so it's going to be a pretty phenomenal start.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on your season so far. Ladies, thank you so much for representing the Clover Cross Country team.